way you guys changed up your personnel so much on that opening drive. Is that something, it's kind of a flashback to the old way this offense ran. How did you feel it worked, and is that something you'd like to keep doing?
Well, it just depends on the opponent. You know, we felt like we could get him in some favorable looks by changing some personnel around. But yeah, it was a good start to the game. We, you know, got in some things we hadn't got into in a while, and it was effective. I thought Eddie ran the ball really well. The offensive line was outstanding. No sacks tonight. But other than that, we got some stuff to clean up for sure.
Aaron, what did you think of the nights that Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams had out there for you?
Yeah, they were great. You know, based on the week of practice, I wasn't sure how many opportunities that Randall would get, but the way that things fell, he ended up getting a lot of opportunities, made the most of them. You know, two fantastic plays, in my opinion. The catch there on third and long, they turned into a 17-yard gain on the second to last drive, and then the catch there at the end of the game. So he's an extremely tough individual. He's an incredible teammate, and I'm really, really proud to call him a friend. And he played his butt off today. I mean, he was excellent. Took some shots. Took a shot on the should have been touchdown, and took a shot there at the end.
Aaron, you mentioned those things you got to clean up. Is there anything in particular that's gnawing away at you now, looking back at the game? Any missed opportunities that you're disappointed with?
Well, yeah, the touchdown to Randall. It felt like Devontae was set on that one, and that's a momentum changer there. We go up by two scores. Instead, we come back. I throw a pick and the game stays tight there. So that's a big change for us.
So, Aaron, how do you feel about the offense overall? Because you don't seem particularly pleased.
No, I'm happy about it. It's tough to win in this league. I'm happy with the way that Eddie ran before the injury. You know, we had a good night running the football against two premier pass rushers who are getting paid a lot of money. We did a good job. You know, we took a couple shots, but other than that, it was a pretty clean night. I thought I moved well enough, but didn't have to a lot of times. Could stay in the pocket, and that's a big credit to those guys up front. And then, you know, look at the finish there on Ripkowski's run. That was pretty outstanding to see us get down. And we just got to do a better job in the red zone. You know, third down has been a focal point for us. We did a good job tonight on third down again. But red zone, you know, if we scored touchdowns there, we had some opportunities. Myself and the guys catching the ball had some opportunities. We got to cash those in so we can close the game out like that.
Aaron, when Eddie leaves the game and can't come back and play in the second half, he was such a focal part of the offense in the first half. And the adjustment that you have to make offensively, how difficult is that when he's not there?
Well, he ran the ball really well tonight. I mean, he had some pretty incredible second and third effort runs. I mean, guys just kind of bounce off him, it seems like. So, the crowd enjoys it a little too much sometimes when we're on offense. They start chanting his name, but we love the energy that he brings to our offense. We feel great about James Starks. You know, I missed him a couple times on screens. It could have been bigger plays. But he ran the ball pretty well. Maybe should have kept that last one inside. But we have a lot of faith in James if Eddie's down. That's why you got to have two backs in this league.
Aaron, the defense is missing its top two cornerbacks for you guys tonight. Can you just talk about how those guys on the other side played for you?
Well, I think you got to give Dom a lot of credit. Fantastic game plan, and the execution then goes to the players, and they did a great job. You know, you have to give a big recognition to guys like Gunter, you know, out there competing and Quentin. And Micah Hyde was fantastic tonight. I thought we're blessed with a number of great safeties, and I thought they played really well. But if you really want to focus on one group, it's got to be the defensive line. The amount of rushing yards they've given up in four games, I just heard, is incredible. The lack of rushing yards, and then the pass rush. You know, with Nick Perry being dominant, I think I can say that at times, and getting great effort from Fackrell and Clay and Pep and Dayton and Kenny and Big Dean. It's fun to watch. Those guys are playing outstanding, and then, you know, you got the three backers have been playing really well too. So Dom gets credit for the game plan, and then you got to give a lot of credit to the guys who went out and executed really well.
Aaron, you know, after the Detroit game, you said all I care about is winning. You don't care about any sort of numbers. So how do you feel about this team at 3-1 right now and the way you guys have won?
Well, it's been ugly at times, but we'll take it. You know, it's tough to win in this league. I think this is an important stretch for us. Obviously, we got home games, the next two and two games in a short period of time. Excuse me. But, you know, these are games we're going to have to win. You know, Dallas is coming here, very good football team, coming off a big win against the Bengals. And then a short week, Chicago, and then Atlanta, who just knocked off Denver. So this will be an important stretch for our season. We have to find a way to get healthy and see what how we shake out of this game. But it is all about winning. And we had a lot of opportunities tonight. You know, we're our biggest critic, myself included. I got to play a lot better. But we got to execute in the passing game as well as we're doing up front and in the run game. We feel good about the yardage and the third down percentage. But, you know, we'd like to score a few more points there to help our defense out when they're playing so well.
Two more.
Good. Aaron, you targeted Jordy Nelson at 14 times, while connected three times with them. Was it just one of those nights where that connection wasn't, that seemingly always there, just wasn't there tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good good analysis there. Have to go back and look at the film, but we had a couple opportunities and just got it on the same page on a couple of them. But, you know, not worried about it.